This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Germany's foreign minister hosted her Norwegian counterpart for a meeting Thursday in Berlin. Both expressed the importance of continued support for Ukraine. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
Norwegian Foreign Minister Espen Barbida, who met Thursday in Berlin with German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock, said that there would be no end for joint international and European support for Ukraine.
The best message we can send to our American friends, regardless of outcome in Washington, is that we take our part of the burden serious and we are credible and a good partner, and that it remains in the interest of the United States of America and Canada to invest in the transatlantic partnership.
The German Foreign Minister said that Russian President Vladimir Putin was wrong to believe Ukraine would run out of weapons or support sooner or later. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on Israel to hold new elections, saying he believes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has, quote, lost his way amid the Israeli bombardment of Gaza and a growing humanitarian crisis there. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking on the Senate floor Thursday, Schumer, the first Jewish majority leader in the U.S. Senate and the highest-ranking Jewish official in the U.S., said Netanyahu and his government's rejection of a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians and its other actions amount to a de facto single-state solution and hurt Israel in the long run.
Israel moving closer to a single state entirely under its control would further rupture its relationship with the rest of the world, including the United States. Support for Israel has declined worldwide in the last few months, and this trend will only get worse if the Israeli government continues to follow its current path.
Schumer says the United States cannot dictate the outcome of an election in Israel, but said a new election is the only way to allow for a healthy and open decision-making process about the future of Israel. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit